Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Good evening, America, and welcome to this Just the News, Real America's Voice special report, China Syndrome, how President Biden's policies and family business ties have empowered Beijing to America's detriment. I'm Just the News Editor-in-Chief John Solomon. Tonight, in partnership with our great sponsor, the Association of Mature American Citizens, or AMAC as they're better known, we're diving into one of the most critical threats our country faces, an increasingly hostile China. From hacking our water systems and buying up our farmland to poisoning young Americans' minds on TikTok or poisoning their blood with the precursor chemicals used to make deadly fentanyl, Beijing is engaged in a covert effort to undermine America and its next generation. Increasingly, we hear warnings from U.S. experts that the Biden administration's policy shifts are emboldening communist China to act more aggressively. In fact, many senators and House members now openly question whether the millions of dollars China paid the Biden family a decade ago have compromised this president and his decision making. When they raise that provocative question, the president's critics cite very specific things, like his decision to shut down the FBI's premier counterintelligence efforts against China, known as the China Initiative, or his unwillingness to immediately shoot down a Chinese spy balloon as it traversed the United States. The concerns have grown so loud that the House Oversight Committee announced in the last few days that it is opening a full-scale probe into China's efforts to, quote-unquote, infiltrate the United States. Tonight, we are going to dive into all of these pressing questions with some of the country's premier China experts, including lawyer and author Gordon Chang, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, the man leading that investigation, former Assistant Secretary of State and current AMAC National Spokesman Bobby Charles, and former National Security Council Advisor and Defense Intelligence Officer Robert Greenway. But first, I want to take this moment to welcome my amazing co-host for the evening, Rebecca Weber, who is the CEO of AMAC, our sponsor for tonight, and the leader in giving conservatives across this great country an alternative to the AARP. Welcome back to the show, Rebecca. Great to be with you tonight.
Oh, thank you, John. It's great to be back hosting another monthly special alongside you. There is a whirlwind of activity across America, and AMAC is at the forefront. We're engaging at the grassroots level as we gear up for the 2024 election. Our goal, John, is to arm our members with the facts and insights necessary to make informed decisions come November. In light of this pivotal election year, AMAC is really proud to offer our listeners an exclusive membership deal. 4 years for just $30. It really is a unique opportunity to really strengthen our conservative voice by backing an organization that stands firm on our values. So I said it right, John. That's 4 years for only $30. I want to encourage people to visit amac.us/justnews to join our community today and start enjoying a wealth of benefits without compromising your principles. Looking ahead, we're excited about the guests joining us today. We're going to delve into these really significant challenges posed by the Chinese Communist Party The CCP's influence appears to have really crept into every corner of our country, from popular apps like TikTok to our very farmlands. So it's time for us, I think, to take a closer look at China's involvement and what it means for America.
Oh, no doubt about it. In fact, we're going to kick off the show with a person I think really was the first to sound the alarm about China. There were a lot of people in the late 90s and early 2000s saying, China, no problem. They're our friend. It's going to go the route of the Soviet Union. But Gordon Chang saw otherwise. He has authored many great books, including China is Going to War just a year ago, highlighting the CCP's fast-tracking the largest military buildup since the Second World War. And get this, they're sanction-proofing themselves and stockpiling better than anyone across the globe right now. That's a scary dynamic right now. And we're lucky to bring him in right now. Gordon, great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you very much, John. And thank you, Rebecca.
You know, I've always been amazed at the prescience that you had. There were a lot of other people in the 90s and 2000s when MFN was being considered and we were going to give full trading privileges to China instead of having an annual review. And you were saying, listen, this is a mistake. You saw this coming. Newt Gingrich, others now say we made a mistake. What was it that you saw in China's plan that gave you that early harbinger?
Well, my wife and I had the advantage of living in China, and we moved there in August 1996, which was a time where everybody was optimistic. And I can remember Lydia getting on the phone and saying, Mom, China's not communist anymore. And I agreed with her. But we lived there, we worked there, we traveled around the country, we talked to people, and we could see that China was communist and that things were not going to go in the right direction. So we were hit by a dose of reality.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Now, China is a major trade partner of the U.S. However, they steal half a trillion per year of U.S. intellectual property. You have called for the U.S. to cut trade links with China completely. What impact would that have on America?
Well, one thing it would do is that it would force us to actually start manufacturing goods in countries that are friendly to us, countries that are close to us, and also in the United States itself. Now, we have one vulnerability which would be difficult for us, and that is pharmaceuticals, because about 80 to 85% of active pharmaceutical ingredients are actually made in China. But we got to remember that although the Chinese, they say, well, you know, we're going to cut off the Americans on pharmaceuticals, they can't really do it because they've got to sell. And so we'll be able to buy it one way or another. But we should never allow ourselves to be in this position. Now, we've got a vulnerability with regard to Apple products and a few other things, but we can get over that. But the point is that we could lose our country. And so when we think about the harm that we will get, yes, every course going forward for us will have some disadvantages. But we've got to remember that we've got to keep our country and we've got to provide jobs for Americans. And those should be the paramount considerations.
Yeah, absolutely. The American interest, which our foreign policy used to be based on. Gordon, I want to ask a little bit about a new codependency that Joe Biden's been created with the electric vehicle revolution he's trying to do. Now, Americans aren't buying into it too much right now because apparently we're not ready for that. But the idea that Gotion is breaking ground in Michigan and these battery plants are being set up, it seems as though we're playing right into the Chinese communist playbook. How serious is this new sort of codependency we're creating?
This is certainly moving in the wrong direction, because every time you see a Chinese plant there, you'll have Chinese managers, they'll have more influence in the community, they'll be able to affect the political process, and they could very well, you know, plugging into our systems, they could do some harm of some sort. But also, just in general, the United States, hey, we're the superpower of hydrocarbons. And that means independence for us. That means we're not dependent on other countries. And what we're doing is, despite all of the advantages we have, cheap energy, we are thinking about very expensive energy, buying products from China, solar panels, increasing our reliance on rare earth minerals that China processes. This is just a move in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
It sure is. And you know, China openly calls the U.S. an enemy, yet Joe Biden won't even call them an adversary. The farthest thing he'll go is calling them a competitor. Why is it, in your opinion, that the Biden and his administration sort of seems to be backing down? Is it incompetency, or do you see that they've been compromised?
Yeah, we don't know what's in Biden's head, but two things. First of all, we know that there have been substantial money flows from the Chinese regime through that company, CEFC, the Chinese energy company, to the Biden family. And some of that money has actually ended up in Joe Biden's pocket, that $40,000, for instance, that the Comer Committee has talked about. Plus, we know of other admissions of bad behavior on the part of the Chinese with regard to the Bidens. But also, we got to remember Robert Gates, the former defense secretary, famously wrote in his 2014 memoir that Joe Biden has been wrong on nearly every foreign policy and national security matter of the past four decades. So, you know, whether he's misguided or whether he's corrupt, it really doesn't matter. We know that he's making the wrong decisions on China. And this is a critical time because China right now is a society in distress. It can lash out. It can use its substantial contacts in the U.S. To our harm. So right now we need a president who will defend us, which, by the way, is his most important constitutional responsibility, to defend the American people from foreign attack.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about countermeasures. Obviously, we're not going to get any the rest of this year from what I can tell. But if there were a change in leadership in a presidential election, there are a lot of prescriptions that you've put on the table with your great writings, your great speeches. What are some of our levers of power that we can exercise to put China in a better position with us?
Well, the first thing is trade. Right now, China needs the U.S. market more than actually it has ever. Because Xi Jinping has made it very clear that he is not going to try to stimulate consumption, which really is the only sustainable basis for the Chinese economy. What he's trying to do is export his way out of a crisis, which means he needs the U.S. market. He needs U.S. investment and technology. These are things that we can deny him. And these are things that we should deny him. Because, as you know, Rebecca pointed out, they call us an enemy. And that's been very clear. They've been very explicit about it. They declared a people's war on the U.S. in May 2019, which is a phrase that, you know, we Americans will sort of say, oh, that's just propaganda. But for the Chinese, that's really, really important. So these are things that we have to do going forward to basically push China in the right direction. We need to make it sure that they cannot continue bad and dangerous conduct and that we will continue to reward them with our money and our technology.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And, you know, when we think of the border crisis, a lot of people tend to think of Central America or Middle Eastern migration, but it seems that Chinese migration is really flying under the radar. It did seem to be significantly lower 3-4 years ago. It was mostly made up of desperate Chinese families, but now 80-90% are single males traveling in packs of 5 to 10, 15, you know, military age. Our Border Patrol knows that they have links to the Chinese military. How serious of a threat is this to U.S. national security?
I think China is building the infrastructure in the U.S. to attack the U.S. And some of the Chinese migrants coming across are coming here to wage war on us. There was that lab in Reedley, California, the secret Chinese biological weapons facility. It had at least 20 pathogens, including the ones for Ebola. And it had almost 1,000 mice that had been genetically engineered to spread disease. Now, fortunately, that building inspector was observant. She called this out, and we found that one. But that can't be the only one here. We've seen Chinese migrants in our country for less than 3 weeks taking target practice. I mean, if you were coming here because you were desperate, the last thing you'd be doing is sharpening your skills to kill your neighbors. And we also have a problem at the northern border, Rebecca. About 2-3 weeks ago, Chinese migrants were trying to sneak into the U.S. from Maine. What made this really ominous was that there were Chinese nationals on our side of the border who were there prearranged, obviously, to help them come across. You know, if you're desperate, you want to be caught by Border Patrol. You want the debit card from New York City. You don't try to come in and try to evade law enforcement. So we have to be concerned that they are here to attack us.
Yeah. Real quickly, Gordon, we only got about 30 seconds left. The TikTok ban, where will that end up?
Eventually, TikTok will be banned or it will be sold to American parties that control the algorithm. It's going to be messy. It may not be before the election, but there's just too much evidence of Chinese wrongdoing with TikTok.
Yeah. One of the big debates we face in the next few months in this great country. Gordon, you've contributed so much. Your writings, your speeches, your analysis, your intelligence training, some of the best in the country. We're so grateful you could join us to top off the show this morning. Thanks so much.
Well, I'm so grateful to be here. So thank you, John, and thank you, Rebecca.
Yeah, great to have you. All right, folks, there you go. What a great conversation. Now, remember, you can get your four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's a great deal. And if you got one already, go buy it as a gift. It's a great gift for Easter, Father's Day, Mother's Day, graduation. Go do it. But don't go anywhere else. We're going to come right back with the Oversight Committee Chairman, James Comer, exclusive interview on why he started the China investigation right after these messages.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back, America. Now that we've taken a good flyover of all the problems that our United States are facing with the Biden administration when it comes to China, all the infiltrations that China has actually created under Joe Biden, we're now going to turn to a man who has this on his front burner. He has launched a very important investigation into China's encroachments all across our country. He's the chairman of the powerful House Oversight Committee, Congressman James Comer, and he joins us right now. Sir, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me, John.
You announced a very important investigation 10 days ago, a government-wide investigation into China's ongoing efforts to infiltrate. And that's a really important word, infiltrate, influence the United States. Tell us why this moment is right for this investigation.
Well, China has infiltrated just about every major part of our federal government. They've infiltrated our economy. Our objective is to counter this infiltration and dismantle it. This is something that I don't think the average American realizes, the extent to which China has infiltrated all of our major institutions. They've infiltrated our university system. We know about TikTok and the indoctrination programs that China has tried to successfully wage against our young people. But they've also infiltrated many corporate boards through outside groups that are pushing agendas that honestly put America last and China first. So this is of the utmost importance, and it's going to be a priority for the Oversight Committee moving forward.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, Congressman, I want to talk about TikTok. You voted in favor of a potential TikTok ban if TikTok does not part ways from the parent company, ByteDance. What is your expectation that if passed and signed into law that TikTok would go along with that? And how does China use social media companies to access the personal data of everyday Americans?
Yeah, that's a great question. First of all, TikTok has been very successful in spreading disinformation, indoctrination. I blame TikTok to a certain extent for the growing anti-Semitism in the United States and the growing support among the Democrat Party for Palestine. But what the bill does is requires ByteDance, which is a Chinese entity controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, to sell to another company, preferably an American company. And I think that that's something that has to happen. And then we can have greater regulation over the American company to ensure that, there aren't these indoctrination campaigns by our biggest adversary. With respect to the Senate, I never know what goes through the minds of the Senate. Every time I think of the Senate, the first thing that pops in my mind is we need term limits. But hopefully the Senate will take this bill seriously and pass it into law. We need American ownership of a social media company that has such a huge impact on the next generation of Americans.
Yeah, such an important debate going on right now. So you've talked about this in the past. I think people are really beginning to understand what's going on. China is the precursor giant that provides all of the precursor ingredients to the Mexican drug cartels. They're also now sending these young men across the border, and they're launching these sort of marijuana mills, I guess, designed to maybe get people hooked on opioids quicker. Is this a form of chemical warfare from China?
Absolutely. There's no question. This is a deliberate effort to dismantle the United States, essentially in warfare without ever firing a shot. This is a new tactic in warfare. The Chinese are infiltrating every community in America, whether it's a big city or a small town where I live, with fentanyl. We all know that marijuana is widely considered to be a gateway drug. They've upped their efforts in getting people started on marijuana. And, you know, this is unacceptable. And to think that we have an administration that is this soft on China and allows China to continue to destroy our young people. I mean, they are focused, John, on the young people in America. They're focused on it through their disinformation campaign and indoctrination campaigns with TikTok. They're focused on it through getting young people addicted to fentanyl and crystal meth and the other drugs that they're pushing across the border. So hopefully this committee can shine a light on that and call people out in the administration, call people out on Wall Street who are allowing this to happen. There are many entities, I believe, John, that know exactly what China's doing, but because of their quest for the almighty dollar and their quest to profit and their quest, honestly, to be politically correct, this is allowed to continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, Congressman, we're watching Chinese entities buy up more and more American farmland. What do Americans need to know about how this could impact not just American food supply, but also our national security, our local economies?
I would argue that this is even a bigger threat than TikTok, the purchase of agriculture land, as well as our food processor. So I'm a farmer by trade. My background, I have an agriculture degree, a big farmer in Kentucky, Tennessee. And the thing that farmers have to have is a infrastructure, a food supply, food processing infrastructure. And China has already taken steps to buy some of the largest meat processors in the United States. They're trying through the back door to purchase fertilizer entities. They have a big footprint in the fertilizer industry, as well as trying to purchase different pesticides and chemicals and things that are used to produce food. When you look at our national security, there's no greater threat to our national security than our food supply. And the food supply is the number one issue with respect to national security. It's something a lot of people don't think about. I think about it because I'm a farmer. But what we have is China actively purchasing all the different steps in the food supply network, from the farmland to the food processor. And this is something that the federal government's going to have to step in and stop. The Biden administration has refused to do so. I don't think the China task force talked about that as much as they should. We want to zero in on that because, again, when you talk about national security, you know, right now everybody thinks about the southern border, and that's a huge, huge issue to our national security. But our food supply is at the top of the list with respect to national security. And this is where China is secretly going in and trying to purchase large equity stakes.
That's remarkable. There was an unusual statement by the U.S. Intelligence Committee, multiple agencies banding together last month, saying China has spent the last 5 years hacking into plane, train, and water systems, water infrastructure systems. The hacking that China has done over the years, it seems to have become far more aggressive. What do we know about that? How important will the hacking issue be to your investigation?
It's going to be very important. You have to look at every important facet of our lifestyle in America, our education system. We know China's infiltrated our research universities. We know that China's infiltrated the social media networks through TikTok. Our food supply, we just talked about that. They're not only purchasing farmland, they're purchasing significant stakes in our food processors, which have continued to consolidate, and there are fewer and fewer food processors. Now we know they're trying to get into our infrastructure. We've learned in our Biden investigation they were trying to purchase the infrastructure in the energy industry. We have to have energy, and we know that China was trying to buy into all the natural gas drillers, as well as trying to have a port in the United States and do other things with respect to our energy. But we also have to have water lines, sewer lines, roads, bridges, that type of traditional infrastructure. And the advantage China has over the United States is they don't have any debt. Not only do they not have any debt, they have cash. They have lots of cash. And the states and local municipalities that have to pay for infrastructure, their credit rating's pitiful. Like, would you buy a bond, John, for the city of Washington, D.C. or the city of Chicago? No, nobody would. But China, obviously they would. They're coming in not because they think they're going to make money, but because they want to get their foot in the door on all facets of our national security, and traditional infrastructure is one of those facets.
That's right. And we see how China is encircling the U.S. with infrastructure in Latin America and the Caribbean. This is leading to great concerns of their military implications tied to Chinese infrastructure built right here in America's backyard as part of its Belt and Road Initiative. What is the Biden administration doing to address this level of risk to our national security?
I haven't found a single thing they're doing. In fact, I would argue their policies are enabling them, their energy policies especially. But one of the things that China successfully done in their Belt and Road Initiative in third world countries and poor countries is they do this thing called debt trap diplomacy, where they loan money to these poor nations they know can't pay the loans back, and the collateral on the loan is the infrastructure, the port, the roads, the bridges, the toll system, the water treatment plant, or whatever is important to that nation, whatever China wants to be able to have a significant role in policy making in that country moving forward. That's what they're doing. I would argue they're going to do the same thing in the United States. We have cities that are in terrible financial shape. They are unable to float bonds anymore, which is how you used to pay for schools and roads and bridges and waterline expansions and sewer treatment enhancements and things like that. So China has all this cash. If they loan these cities, these municipalities, these infrastructure entities money, knowing they can't pay it back, then China would have an opportunity to then take over those assets. And this is very serious. And this is one of the problems with spending that we see in Congress. Congress continues to spend trillions more than it takes in every year. That makes us more susceptible to Chinese influence in the United States through their debt trap diplomacy that they've successfully implemented in many African and Asian countries.
Amazing. So we got about a minute left. Just real quickly, you mentioned your impeachment investigation, all the evidence that you've now found. President Biden said, my family never got money from China. We know that to be completely disproven now. You recently asked for evidence of whether China was paying some credit cards for the Biden family. Can you tell us what you know about that right now?
Yeah, we're currently going through credit card information. I mean, the Bidens had a lot of bank accounts, they had a lot of LLCs, and they had a lot of credit cards. So we're doing everything we can to pore over that. We have a limited staff, as you know, but they're doing a tremendous job. We've already found so much, and we have far exceeded the level of proof that Joe Biden lied about his family taking money from China to the tune of about $10 million.
It's just an amazing and it's an astonishing number. And we were all lied to back in the 2019, 2020 election. Yep. We were lucky because your staff, actually, and you got us to the truth. Mr. Chairman, what a great honor to have you on. We're going to be watching this China investigation very closely. One of the most important in the country right now.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you on. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Rebecca and I will be right back. We're going to have a great conversation about military intelligence defense issues surrounding China with the Heritage Foundation's director, Robert Greenway. We'll have him in just a few seconds after these commercial messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to this special report, China Syndrome. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about all of the threats that China presents and also how the Biden administration's policies have really furthered some of China's interest in the United States. We're going to turn to one of my favorite national security experts. As you heard from Chairman Comer just a few minutes ago, a lot of concern in Congress that China is gaining a hold, an infiltration, as he used in his interview, in the United States. Our next guest is a veteran who has served more than 30 years in public service, most recently on the National Security Council during the Trump administration. Robert Greenway now joins us from the Heritage Foundation as the director of the Allison Center for National Security. Robert, great to have you back on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You are such an important voice on China, and I think a lot of people have heard this testimony in the last year or two from our Pacific Fleet commanders that China has really gained supremacy in the Pacific. And a lot of people want to know, is that true? And then secondly, how far is China from maybe gaining dominance globally and really rivaling us at the global level?
So appreciate it. Look, really great questions. And the most recent testimony came from the Indo-Pacific commander, Admiral Aquilino, on the tail end of his tour there. And his comments were stark in that China is on track and on trajectory to be prepared, as they have been instructed, to potentially escalate in Taiwan and resolve the issue by 2027. And we've seen an increase in their defense spending up 7.2%, which is significant. And we estimate it be approaching $700 billion a year without the overhead of ours. And that's comparable, to be sure. We've seen also recent escalatory behavior. Just last week, naval vessels were crossing the median defense line of Taiwan, the largest number penetrating Taiwanese airspace in this many years. And all of that points, I think, to rising escalation. And I think they're anticipating and assessing weakness in the United States, which may be contributing to the aggression we're seeing.
Wow.
Robert, you joined the Heritage Foundation, and you have recently said that you look forward to working to defeat China. What does defeating China look like for the United States?
I think ultimately what we're after is a favorable balance of power, right? We want to think a better, more productive trade relationship where we're not ceding advantage to a competitor minimally or a potential adversary. We're not providing space for them to escalate the military situation and potentially engender and initiate a conflict with Taiwan. And we're looking to defend our partners and allies in the region, both from an economic and from a security standpoint. In the end, their activities and their military posture and trajectory are escalatory. They will eclipse us in many ways conventionally and in a nuclear deterrent standpoint by the end of 2040 if things don't change.
Wow. That is a warning to all of us in America. Robert, you do a lot of work in the intelligence community, and I think you said something in the opening of this segment that it really caught my ear, which is China may be sensing weakness. And I hear that from the allies, from a lot of our people inside the intelligence agency. What is it that the Biden administration has done to kind of signal to China, hey, have at it, we're going to just stand on the sidelines?
Well, look, I think there are a lot of signals, first and not least of which is they've been a diplomatic outreach campaign from the Biden administration that in many ways show a desire to cooperate. We've been dependent upon solar panels and green energy and climate initiatives and technology from China, and that's not abating. The whole push for electric vehicles is dependent upon Chinese imports or our importing of Chinese battery technology. And you've got American companies in Beijing being feted now by Xi, even after foreign direct investment has declined 8% this past year. He wants to do business in the United States on favorable terms. That's number one. And number two, you've seen on a national security front since the disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan, you've seen a number of different steps where there's good reason to question the Biden administration's commitment to our partners and allies and the ability and willingness and appetite to use military force, all of which I think is interpreted as appeasement. And I think all of that spurs aggression from China and other adversaries.
Good point.
Yes. Yeah. And you served on the National Security Council, and the increasing tension between China and Taiwan has been covered and spoken about now for a while. If a conflict in that area did emerge, how would the global impact of that conflict compare to others, such as the conflicts in Ukraine and Israel?
So it's a great question. It's the question, right? Fundamentally. And I think today, Heritage Foundation published the conservative case for Taiwan. I'd encourage everyone to take a look, and it addresses this point head on. Look, in the immediate sense, the world's largest producer of semiconductors resides in Taiwan. So all of our technology dependent upon that component would be placed at risk immediately. But more importantly, I think the entire first island chain within China's reach would be exposed, and those are our partners and allies. So the entire Asian economy would be within the span of control of China and under their direction. And that obviously would be a grave risk to not just the United States, but all those that import and trade with China and become in some ways dependent upon that market. Look, we don't want them to have the outsized influence over our economy and our partners and allies. That's what's at risk.
It's I think the last couple of years have awakened Americans to how many things we are dependent on China. The COVID pandemic clearly showed us our drug and medical supply chain was here. The new EV revolution that Joe Biden is pushing leaves us dependent on their batteries and other technology. Is there any smart initiatives underway to decouple in a way that we can have a independent supply chain just in case things do get hostile?
I think there's been a lot of discussion about it. It's been encouraging to watch Representative Gallagher and the Select Committee on the House side address these issues. I think the action on TikTok has been emblematic of what we can hope to see in a severance between the Chinese Communist Party's influence over technology platforms. Look, there are no commercial companies coming out of China. They're all beholden to the Chinese Communist Party. And I think we're starting to see a recognition of it.
Yeah, great point.
Yes. And sir, you were instrumental in the removal of many of the world's most dangerous terrorist leaders, such as Soleimani and Baghdadi. Currently, many people believe China is involved in the wars in Ukraine and Israel by proxy. Now, in your view, how involved has China been behind the scenes, if you will, in recent global conflicts?
I think in Ukraine, you've seen it in two ways. The first is providing munitions and military capacity to Russia. The second is importing large amounts of fuel from Russia to fuel its economy and potentially its military ambitions. And that has fueled economic growth in both China and in Russia, both of whom's GDP growth exceeded the United States last year, which is an unfortunate trend and not what we want to see. So I think they've sustained the Russian economy and allowed it to become resilient in the face of a conflict. And second, they provided much needed munitions. And I think that's a trend we're seeing across the Middle East as well.
Yeah, I want to stay on that just for one more second. We got about a minute left, Robert. Former CIA station chief for Moscow, Dan Hoffman, said to me today that he believes that the impossible has occurred, that we've pushed China and Russia together into a new sort of super alliance or tyranny, he called it. That is something that I think a lot of people 10, 20 years ago would never have imagined happening. What about the Biden policies forced that to happen?
Well, I think we failed to confront them on an economic level. We've failed to recognize the strategic imperative of refusing to allow them to cooperate. I think it's early, though, and I think that there are some reversible trends. We certainly do not want them to establish cooperation. And I think one of the most dangerous is an economic result where you've got Russian pipelines connecting them. So from an energy perspective, China would be relatively autonomous and insulated from outside influences, and Russia would have the fuel to fuel economic growth and military operations. I don't think it's too late to prevent it, but we certainly haven't made that an express goal. And until we do, that growth and that cooperation will increase, and the new axis of evil is forming as we watch.
The stakes are so high. Robert, we always appreciate your great knowledge, all your great wisdom, your great strategic thinking. A great honor to have you on the show today. Thanks for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, thank you. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a lot more discussion. But first, think about this. You can become a four-year member of AMAC for just $30. All you got to do is go to amac.us/justnews. Go do that while during a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, America. Over the last 3 to 4 years, we've seen a major worldwide power shift as Russia and Ukraine continue to fight in a war against one another while the Middle East continues to see conflict, specifically between Hamas and Israel. As we just talked about with Robert, that has brought China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea closer together in ways that I think many experts would never have imagined. Our next guest, he knows how the world works. He used to be an assistant secretary of state under President George W. Bush, and he's the current national spokesman for our great sponsor tonight, AMAC. He's our good friend, Bobby Charles, and he rejoins us right now. Bobby, great to have you back on the show.
It's great to be here. I always consider myself lucky to be on your show and part of the AMAC generation.
Well, we love having you and Rebecca on. This is a fun conversation, one I couldn't wait to have. You were in the State Department. I think a lot of people a decade, 15 years ago, said Russia, China, they don't have any common interest. They're never going to become buddies. But somehow with the Ukraine war, that happened under Joe Biden. How dangerous is that beginning of a partnership to be to the rest of the world?
Well, I think they want a whole new world order. It's terribly dangerous, John. I mean, we represent the beacon, the hill that freedom either lives or dies on. And China and Russia are opportunistic. One is communist, one is autocratic and formerly communist and currently run by a former communist. So there's no question that they have their interests at the forefront. I don't know whether they will ever divide on themselves, you know, no honor among thieves, but they clearly are joined in order to confront the American defense of the beachhead of freedom. And we need to understand the stakes in this game. This is as serious as it ever got with the Soviet Union, plus some.
Yeah.
Bobby, China seems to be making George Orwell's predictions in his famous book 1984 come true, deploying millions of surveillance tools, using AI, and even trying to change the American education of our children. How serious is the China surveillance effort? How big of a threat? And how serious is the parallel threat to our children?
Well, you're right to focus on those parallel threats, and they are interwoven like parts of a DNA helix. Look, China has a massive information warfare operation underway right now. And every country in the world with any sophistication has an information warfare effort, but China's is directed at us. And you can see where they would lead the world by how they have treated their own people. They have penned them up in concentration camps. They do not allow them any freedom. There are 540 million surveillance cameras on everything that happens in China today. So, for example, when Westerners go to hotels over in China, very often there are ways in which they look to collect DNA. They look to collect voice prints within a radius of 300 feet. They look to collect any kind of intelligence they can get and then use it against Americans. They look for iris scans, for example, when you're going through doors. So if you want to see, and you're right about George Orwell, that's exactly where we're going. They want to do that to the world. And I would say to you that there are four fronts that we have open with China today, and we need to be attentive to the grave stakes involved in the battlefronts on all four fronts. One is information warfare, and including surveillance and the way that they try to affect our kids in schools. They're trying to buy their way into high schools, buy their way into colleges, buy their way into university programs, buy off professors, buy off bad courses that teach courses that they consider bad because they teach communism is bad. Information warfare is one. Cyber warfare is another. I mean, I am truly of the view that not only have we got massive hacks. In fact, it was just an arrest made of Chinese hackers. But we have major hacking issues that go very, very deep in both the government and on the private sector side. China is at war with us in cyberspace, and we don't even see it on a daily basis. Everything from TikTok to the way they steal information out of the government and out of businesses. And then you have really a kinetic warfare. They're laying in 1,000 ICBMs between now and 2028 or 2030. Those are intended to allow them to intimidate both their regional colleagues, including Taiwan, and also to intimidate us. That's their goal. And finally, the biggest one, we've got a cultural war afoot. We are battling between freedom and oppression globally, and freedom has to win because if it doesn't, it's an awfully steep climb back if you lose it.
Yeah, so well said, Bobby. You and Rebecca had this extraordinary article on AMAC this morning, amac.us. Go check it out, folks. It was a really great article. China has found an ally in some of the leftist educators that are now in our college campuses and all the way down into our K-12. The Oklahoma superintendent of schools told us yesterday he found China money coming in to Tulsa to try to erase some of the pro-American history lessons that those students were getting there. Educators on this side of the pond sometimes play into China's hand on this, don't they?
Well, they definitely do. Look, we're an open society. When we did our space program, if we crashed a rocket, everybody saw it. If the Soviets crashed one, they didn't. Same thing now with China. And education is one of those big four battlefronts. It has to do with both information warfare and cultural warfare. They are trying to brainwash the children of America, you know, like the Pied Piper. It's the communist, it's President Xi is the Pied Piper. They want to come in and buy out teachings in colleges, in universities, and all the way down through high schools and elementary schools, and the data is all there. They're trying to buy out the American mind. And I think educators shouldn't be buying into it, they shouldn't be neutral. They should be saying, if you believe in the Bill of Rights, if you believe in the freedoms like speech and worship and all the rights that we think of as sacred from the beginning of time, you have to understand China is the enemy of those rights. Communism, as Ronald Reagan rightly said, and he was talking about communism, not about the Russian people. Communism is an evil form of government. Communism is about the idea that the government will concentrate power and make all your decisions for you. And if they've decided that you have no value in society, they will put you out of business. And that's what's happened with the Uyghurs in China. That's what's happened with a lot of the churches in China. They are a promoter of atheism because the government becomes God. And when we allow that kind of teaching in our schools, we begin to work against ourselves. And I think we need to be painfully aware that, again, to quote Edmund Burke, all it takes for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing.
Yeah, inaction at this moment in our history is not an option if we want to keep this great country the way it is, the way AMAC champions it every single day. Bobby, we love having you on. It's always a great honor to have you and Rebecca together. What a real treat for me. Thank you for joining us today and adding to this very important conversation.
Thank you both so much.
Yeah, good to have you here. All right, folks, stick around. We got one more segment to go. Rebecca and I are going to dig into the some of the big thoughts that we got today. And we also have a very exclusive offer we want to give to you on the other side of these messages. We'll have that right after a quick commercial break.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back, America. Just a few more minutes in this very important conversation. I want to bring in my amazing co-host, Rebecca. Rebecca, a lot of big points made in this last hour, James Comer and Gordon Chang. What struck you most in the conversations we just had?
Well, you know, I thought it really interesting. Gordon said that, you know, in his view, you know, China's already waging war. They're just not firing bullets. And we have to keep in mind, I thought the pharmaceuticals, that's really important to understand. Oh, yeah. That they control our medicine. They're just infiltrating everything. Bobby Charles put it out there really well. He said, you know, there's a kinetic warfare, cyber warfare, a culture warfare. We know what they're doing to our children. They want to go after our children. They want to remove the word communism altogether and paint themselves as the friendly state that they are not. So this, I thought, was so informative. There's a lot that the American people need to know, and we need to make sure that we elect the right people in office so that we can protect America's interests.
Yeah, no doubt. I thought when James Comer said that the very tactic that they had used in Latin America and in Africa to win friends and gain control over countries that used to be American allies, they're now doing here. He raised the concern that China might start buying some of the urban debt in our big cities to make them beholden to China. That's some pretty scary stuff, and something you don't hear anywhere else. That's what made tonight special and our partnership so important. We brought a lot of new things to people's attention.
It sure did. I was surprised when we asked Congressman Comer, we said, what is the Biden administration doing? And essentially, he said nothing. Yeah. That speaks volumes. People need to understand this is real stuff. It's a real threat. And there you have it. We've got a president who's letting this happen.
Yeah. And, you know, he found all of those evidences of what Hunter Biden and the Biden family were doing, trying to help CEFC China buy assets, both Westinghouse, the great nuclear reactor, and some of our natural gas and fracking technology. The Biden family was trying to help China get a leg up by getting those from us. That is pretty amazing. That's why I think Comer is so deeply invested in this new congressional investigation he launched on China. Rebecca, I know you got some thoughts. I love this partnership, and there are so many great things I get every day when I wake up and I check the AMAC site. I'm a proud member. Tell everybody why they should join.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. AMAC is really the community that everyone should belong to. We are doing so much to get the truth out there in news. People ought to go to AMAC.us. We've got incredible articles posted there. You'll save a tremendous amount of money. You know, keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket when you become an AMAC member for $16 a year. But here's the great thing that we're doing, John. We're offering a special for 4 years, $30. Four-year membership. We need you for the next 4 years when we go to Washington, D.C., and we fight on behalf of over 2 million freedom-fighting patriots, and we say we've got 2 million members with us. People in Washington and at the state level, they listen. We need more members to counter the AARP.
Yeah, it is an incredible grassroots force. Anytime a lawmaker engages AMAC, they know there's serious business ahead, and I think all you do to champion freedom with your great membership is so great. And I just love this partnership. I want to personally thank you. This is the sort of conversation the rest of media are afraid to have, but you made it possible. I want to really thank you for that.
Thank you, John.
It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon. I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible. You can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. Be sure to go to justthenews.com if you need that news fix. We got you covered.